Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 104 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be discussing a topic I have titled Delayed Gratification. Delayed Gratification. And my anchor scripture by the grace of God is going to be taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16. I'll read from the New Living Translation. It says, make sure that no one is immoral or godless like Esau, who traded his birthright as the firstborn son for a single meal. Make sure that no one is immoral or godless like Esau, who traded his birthright as the firstborn son for a single meal. This verse, and may the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. This verse perfectly encapsulates what delayed gratification means. Delayed gratification means that you put away certain things now. You make certain sacrifices in the present so that you can enjoy a much better future. Another meaning of delayed gratification can mean that you let go of a temporary pleasure in the present so that you can gain a much better pleasure in the future, a much more complete, a much more sound, a much more enjoyable pleasure in the future. One major component of delayed gratification is something I like to call impulse control. Impulse control. We have all these impulses, we have all these passions, we have all these desires that we want to satisfy immediately. But sometimes when you immediately satisfy those impulses or immediately satisfy those desires you have right now in the present, then you end up shortchanging your future. The thing is, when you make sacrifices in the present, it doesn't feel pleasant. It's tough. It's not always easy. But when that good future you desire comes, you're grateful for it. You're more than happy that you made that sacrifice you made in the present. You're more than happy that you decided to choose the path of delayed instead of instant gratification. And then you created a good future in the end. Like, for example, if a person wants to succeed academically, right, they need to delay gratification. They need to say that, you know what, I'm going to surrender or at least significantly curtail the amount of social media time I spend, the amount of valuable time I spend doing valueless activities so that I can have a good future in the end. A person that is saving for retirement is going to be making some sacrifices now. You know, there may be certain things that they really love that they may have to let go of, or they're like, you know what, let me plan for the future so that I can have a much better retirement as time goes on. A person that wants to make heaven has to delay gratification, right? Because the flesh in us has so many things he wants to fulfill, right? Oh, you know, there are all these things you want to do. There are all these immoral things. The Bible says from the text we read, see that no one is immoral or godless. When a person is immoral, they are satisfying their pleasures, right? And the thing is, we live in a world that provides, especially when you live in an advanced society like the US, that provides is almost like set up specifically for instant gratification, right? We have an instant gratification fueled world today. Like, for example, delayed gratification in the area of food can mean, let me go to the grocery store, buy healthy groceries, come home, follow a menu, cook food. It may take you 2-3 hours, but at the end, you're eating something that is healthy, something that is filling. Instant gratification is go to a drive-through fast food place, literally just say a few words, put in an order, food is going to come to you that is yummy, and you eat that yummy food. But then, if you keep that instant gratification going for a few years, it's going to manifest in your health. Your labs, when you go to see the doctor for your annual wellness visit, will show forth the results of that instant gratification. So you just really need to be careful when, like, you can't live life without boundaries. When you live life based on your impulses, that life is not going to end well. You need to have that almost like savings mindset with your life, right? Even the book of Proverbs talks about how the ants are smart. Really, the big principle the ants were applying in saving, in storing up food in the summer, is just delayed gratification. They did not sit down and were, you know, being lazy. They did not sit down and were eating up all their resources. They made some sacrifice in the summer so that when winter came, they could enjoy themselves. Delayed gratification. And if you're a parent, I mean, first, as an individual, you need to practice delayed gratification. There is no person that really achieves great things in life that does not follow the pathway of delayed gratification. There is a night time in life and there is a daytime. There is a time to pay a price, and then there is a time to enjoy the results of paying that price. And if you're a parent, you need to teach your children delayed gratification. You see, one thing that is really messed up our society today is that our parents don't teach kids delayed gratification. Any single thing the child wants, boom, they just provide it immediately. Again, there are certain things that, yes, you need to, boom, provide immediately for your kids. But there are certain things that you should require them to work before they get. Require them to pay some price before they get. I'm not saying you should collect money from your kids, but maybe make them do a house chore. Or if they need this fancy game or computer or whatever, don't just give it to them immediately. Teach them. That's the thing. Like, when you one of the components of being a good parent is what I call targeted parenting. Right? So your things are not purposeless. Your things are purposeful. Right? A person that is working by delayed gratification is a person of purpose. If you get a lot more from buying a computer for your child, if, oh, in buying them that computer, you're teaching them a life lesson of delayed gratification, that, oh, okay, if you get this grade in school, you can say, you know what, this computer you want, you can get it, but here are the list of criteria you have to meet. So you are motivating them. You're basically like trying to teach them good character and build godly character by showing them delayed gratification, right? Because that's one thing I love about the Apostle Paul in the Bible. If you look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, I think it's either verse 26 or 27, he says that he's not shadow boxing. He says he runs with purpose in every step. People that run with purpose in every step are living calculated lives, right? A person that delays gratification knows that they're making some sacrifices in the present, so that future ahead of them is much better than the present that they have right now. A person that is following a plan of eating a healthy meal or eating fewer calories or exercising every day is making a choice to pay the price now, to choose that path of delayed gratification now, so that they can have a better future. They can have a healthier body. Because think about it. Imagine if you're 60 years old and you're not on 7 or 8 different pills. You're not on a water pill, blood pressure pill, high cholesterol pill, diabetes pill. Your life is going to be good. You're going to be able to play with your grandkids. You're going to be able to enjoy life because you took smart decisions. Initially, you controlled your impulses initially so that you have a bright future. Like, literally, one of the fruits of the, there's this part of the Bible that says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, right? Meekness, temperance. Temperance is self-control, right? Self-control is a very critical part of the Christian race. It's a very critical part of the Christian life. So I'm encouraging you today You need to learn to control your impulses. You need to be willing to delay gratification, right? You need to pay the price. Whether you like it or not, you're going to pay a price somewhere. It just depends on when you pay that price. You can pay that price now and have a better future, or you can enjoy it now and then pay that price in the future. And many times, when you're paying a price in the future, the price ends up being a lot steeper than the price you could have paid in the present. That is just the truth. Future prices, right? There's such a thing as inflation of price, right? There's such a thing as inflation of price. It's like, for example, if you think about it, if you wanted to buy a home in the US in the 1950s, chances are you probably spent a few thousand dollars and boom, you have a home. But now you want to buy a home in the same country. You're looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars. Inflation has happened, right? So there's almost like an inflationary component to life where if you pay the price now, the price you're paying now is going to be much less than the price you have to pay when that problem becomes much bigger in the future. It's much easier to pay a price now of living a healthy lifestyle, exercising, eating healthy in your 20s, than, God forbid, in the person's 50s where they've developed many chronic medical conditions. And then now they have to start paying steep prices. They now have to, start regulating how much salt they eat. Or they can only take so much water in a day. If not, they will have like problems in their lungs. They'll have a lot of fluid in their lungs. They have to spend so much money. Money that they could have been using to go on vacation and enjoy retirement. They're using to buy prescription drugs. Getting in and out of the emergency room and in and out of the hospital because of one chronic medical condition or the other. Seeing the physician more often than they want to see them, right? Because now they are paying that price, right? So you're going to pay a price. That's just the thing you need to realize in life. You cannot go through life not paying a price. Mm-mm. You will pay a price. Just depends on when you're ready to pay it. Are you ready to pay that price now? Or are you going to mosey around with your life and pay that price in the future? The thing you can be rest assured of is you will pay a price. And the level of the price you need to pay is a function of when you're paying it. You will pay a steep price when you're paying in the future. Pay the price in the present. Delay your gratification and you will enjoy a wonderful future. As I wrap up this podcast, I would like to offer you an opportunity to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says now is the time of salvation. Now, right? Now. Now is the time to pay that price of accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And guess what? It's not even a steep price you need to pay. Jesus Christ has already paid the price for you. Yes, after you've given your life to Christ, you need to live a life of holiness. You need to live a life where you obey God's will. But that price of salvation, Jesus Christ has paid it for you on the cross by dying for you on the cross. So if you want to say that prayer with me now, I want you to say this after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy upon me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that just said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. Father, I pray for every other person that has listened to this podcast. Give us the grace to pay the price now. Give us the grace to work while it is day. Give us the grace to delay gratification. Give us the grace to take that narrow road in the present so that we can enjoy prosperity and righteousness and time with you in heaven forever in the future. Help us to delay gratification so that our future will be better. Lord, we will not pay a steep price. We will not be making payments when the price is steep. We will make payments when the price is reasonable. And Father, we cannot do any of this on our own. We need your grace. We need your help. We need your strength. Please help us and let your name be exalted. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. So for those that just surrendered their lives to Christ, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you, start paying the price. How can you pay that price? First thing you do, find the Bible. Find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is a great translation. It's very easily understandable. Read it and do what it says. You can start from the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. Read it, do what it says, and you create a bright future for yourself. The second thing you need to do is to fellowship with other believers in a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say a church. I said a Bible-believing church. There are many churches all over the world that preach heresy. There are many churches all over the world that preach things that are not consistent with the Word of God. They just say a lot of things, have a lot of practices. They're like, oh, I want to stick with the New Age traditions. And then they do things that are contrary to the Word of God. That's not where you want to be. I attended the Redeemed Christian Church of God. But there are many wonderful churches all over the world. So find a place where the true, undiluted Word of God is preached. Fellowship with other believers. Be the price in holiness and doing God's will. And you'll notice that all be well with you. So I wish you a wonderful week ahead. I say happy August to you. God bless you and may all be well with you. Thank you. Shalom.